Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am introducing a new company to the show. I know that a lot of people follow this company, so it will be a bit more of a update for a lot of our listeners. The company is Allegiant Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AUAU, and on the OTCQX under the symbol AUXXF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Peter Ginoles. Now, Peter, following up on a news release, it's actually been a fairly quiet time for the company. The last news release came on September 10th, focused on this 15,000-meter drill program at the Eastside property. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Allegiant holds a large land package, 10 projects in the U.S., 7 of those 10 are in Nevada. This Eastside project, this is in Nevada as well. And this is where we're going to spend a lot of this interview. It's focused on Eastside because of this 15,000-meter drill program that is still ongoing. Peter, give us a little background on this Eastside project in terms of location and historic work, please.
Yeah, thanks, Corey, and thank you to everyone. Eastside is our flagship project located about 30 kilometers northwest of the town of Tonopah, Nevada. It's a project that we've had for over 10 years, Allegiant being a company that's over 12, 13 years since it was created. It was a spinoff out of Columbus Gold, holding those 10 projects in Nevada, Arizona, and New Mexico. Eastside is our flagship project, which we discovered the first gold discovery back in 2016. Since then, we've had a few resource reports. The first initial one was 600,000 ounces of gold, it's about 620. And then today we have updated those resources over the past few years to host 1 million ounces of gold, grading around 0.55 grams a ton, gold equivalent at about 0.6. And it continues to grow. It's a wonderful project. It's a new discovery we made, and we're pretty excited about Eastside. Our whole goal on Eastside is to continue to drill the entire project. It's 72 square kilometers. You know, over the next phase of drilling, our goal is to find out how big this project can be. You know, is it going to be a million, two, or two, three, 5 million ounces of gold, which puts us really in rare company of exploration companies in Nevada with a 1 million ounce or larger oxide resource that, you know, appears to be heap leach amenable. We've done over 65,000 meters of drilling over the past 4 years. And we're currently in midway through our 15,000 meter program. We started in the south zone of the Eastside project, which is also called the Castle Zone, with three main goals with this 6,000-meter program that we just finished drilling of the 15,000. One is to confirm some of the historical gold findings and resources there. Two is to find additional gold. And the third is to confirm the low strip ratio or the mineralization closer to surface within that project. And then we'll move within that deposit, and then we'll move the rig up to the north zone starting in January. Where we'll continue our drilling up to that 15,000 meters. So that's a quick summary of Eastside.
Okay, so I'm looking at the map that's included in that September 10th news release, and it outlines the targets and where these resources are coming from. You mentioned that you have started in the south. Let's get some more color on some of these targets in the south. You've already outlined a little bit of the strategy here, and the strategy is just simply to continue to build out to see how big this overall resource and this project can be. What other information can you give us on the drilling that has occurred in the south?
Yeah, we started by, you know, with our plan was to drill 15-20 holes of around 3,000 meters of drilling. We ended up expanding that to over 40 to 45 holes, which was just completed a few days ago, and totaling close to 6,000 meters. So we actually doubled the meters drilled on the south zone. And we're going to be coming up with a comprehensive report in the next few weeks to discuss our findings of the south zone. And, you know, it's not that we were trying to find gold. We knew there was gold there from some of the historical work that had occurred on the Eastside property. And we're just trying to confirm a lot of the information that was there out there. So We anticipate over the next 2 weeks to coming out with a more comprehensive news release on our findings.
So some of these results, or at least the historic resource that I'm seeing down here in the southern area of the project, it's generally higher grade than the overall resource. So does that mean that hopefully you can find some of these grades that are closing in a bit closer to 1 gram per ton gold? And I'm also assuming a lot of these resources must be pretty much at surface.
Yeah, I mean, with respect to grade, we don't, since a lot of this historical resource was done 20, 25 years ago, we're not putting a lot of emphasis on the actual grade because we just don't know. We didn't drill it ourselves, so it's very difficult to confirm that. What we're more focused on is ensuring that there's, that there was gold there and how close it is to surface as it affects the strip ratio there. So, we're fairly confident that, the mineralization is there and the proximity to surface is going to come in more or less what we expect or even closer to surface. So, yeah, I think that's a fair statement you made.
Okay, that's important to understand, is that what's outlined in that map are historical resources, and the actual resource that the company can report, 43-101 compliant, that is up to the north. So let's talk about some of these northern targets. When the drill moves up to the north, what's a priority up there?
Yeah, so the priority is going to be moving towards the west of the original pit zone, which if you're on that graph that you or the map you were alluding to, it would be to the southwest of the southwest point or area within the red zone, as well as to the south within that area. Our goal there is to expand the mineralization to the west and to the south. We know that that area is occurring in a little bit shallower than the other areas to the north part of that original pit zone. Henceforth, strip ratio should improve, as well as additional mineralizations is what we're going to have to show. And we believe we're fairly confident that there will, the mineralization will hold down to the west, to the south, and which would lead to, potentially to increased resources there.
Now, how quickly can the potential of increasing resources be brought into the picture here?
Well, relatively quickly. I mean, this is an area we've drilled. The resource and the mineralization is open towards the west, to the south, northeast, and at depth. We haven't even focused on the drilling at depth yet, and we're just trying to focus more on expanding the resource, trying to find the limits of this deposit. Thereby, once we have a good handle of how big this deposit can be, then we'll focus on optimizing the economics of the project. But right now, our entire focus is really outlining the size of this deposit. And I'm not trying to be promotional here. We don't really know, is this 1.5 million? Is it a 2 million? Is it a 5 million ounce deposit? And we think all of those scenarios are plausible. We just need to show it in the next 12 to 18 months to show how big this deposit can be. And to put that in perspective, if we can prove up to 2 million ounces of resources here, that would put us in rare company in Nevada. I don't know of any junior exploration company that would have 2 million ounces of primarily oxide resources. So we're very excited about it. We're very disciplined and methodical in how we approach this. We're not looking for that drill result, one great drill results or two drill holes. We understand that there's a process associated with this, and we're taking this extremely methodically and very disciplined in how we approach it.
So when you say that you are still looking to find the extent of these resources by stepping out, how aggressive in terms of distance is this step out drilling going to be?
So in this phase, we're looking at, 200-300 meters, maybe 400 meters to the west and similar to the south. So we're moving beyond it on the west and south. And then later in the year, we'll be stepping out 1 or 2 kilometers to the east and to the south as we move on to that next phase. So at this stage, around the original pit area, and then on the second phase of this, which would probably commence around May or June, then the east pediment, which is on the graph on that table, that on the graph that you're looking at, it would be called A, and then further down to the south. And if we're able to connect those two zones, then this obviously becomes a very, very large deposit from just a large deposit.
Okay. Now, I will post that map below. I'll also post a link to that news release that came out back in September. So if anybody has a follow-up questions, please email me. Give us a quick little update here, Peter, on the cash in the bank for the company to continue to advance this program.
Yeah, we're very well funded. We raised about 2.9 million net, 2.8 million net of proceeds in a private placement in July. And we continue to have cash flow coming in. I think one of the main issues that separates us, or one of our strong theses that separate us from many other junior exploration companies, is that we do have constant cash flow coming in from the other projects that we farmed out or optioned out. Over the next 12 to 18 months, we'll have well over $1.2 million US coming in. That essentially gives us additional cash flow to fund the company, land holding cost, or G&A, or PubCo cost. And every dollar we raise goes directly into the ground. So, you know, we are well funded. We're fully funded for our exploration program. And then our cash flow from our farm out model, which are our projects, wonderful projects, but we just they're not our focus right now, which is primarily Eastside. Every other project that we have farmed out, which are four, one of them is called Mogollon, and that's farmed out to Suma Silver. That's a silver target, wonderful project in the border between New Mexico and Arizona. Then we have Supernova has farmed out our Clanton Hills project. Results are pending, and we'll expect to have results on their 2,000 to 3,000 meter program over the next few weeks. And then Bolo, which is our gold project, 100% owned, which we farmed out to New Placer Dome, formerly called Barion. And that continues to provide us cash, as we just got a payment from them a few days ago. And they're continuing to advance that project. And our fourth project is in the south of Arizona, base metal project called Four Metals, which is farmed out to Barksdale Resources. So, you know, this model has been great for us because our projects get worked on, we get cash, and we retain an interest in most of these projects. And we're able to focus all of our efforts, energy, and cash on Eastside. So I hope I answered your question. We're well-funded, and we have cash flow. So we're not just going to burn through the cash and then have to raise money to fund our G&A. Our G&A is already funded through our model.
And that's another unique aspect of this company because of all the projects that Allegiant holds and some of the ones that have been farmed out. Peter, it's your first time on the show, so can you give us a little background on some of your history, some of your successes in this sector?
Yeah, no, I started in the resource industry in the late 90s. I was a partner at the Solomon Brothers Hedge Fund Group, which was a very large fund based in New York. It was there from 1996 to 2005. I started my own resource fund in 2005 to 2017. I joined Columbus, at that time also Allegiant, in 2009 on the board of directors. So I've been with the company for almost 12 years. Helped start and fund a lot of the resource companies and some very large wins. We were the largest shareholder of Hathor Exploration, which was a junior exploration company in the uranium industry, found one of the best deposits in the Athabasca Basin, Northern Orion, which was sold, Hathor, which was sold as well, and many other companies that we've helped fund. Been in this industry for a long time, know Allegiant and Columbus at that time extremely well, one of the things that we've been doing as a management and insiders over the past 14 months has been aggressively acquiring shares in Allegiant. We've acquired over 15% of the shares outstanding in the open market, not only myself, but also some of the directors and management and insiders. The goal with Allegiant is to be extremely disciplined in how we use shareholder capital, how we advance the project, and try to be as focused as possible. So a lot of my background, over 22 years in the natural resource industry, primarily in the junior industry.
All right, perfect. Just to update everybody, when it comes to share structure, about 77 million shares outstanding, about 85 on a fully diluted basis. And yeah, it looks like insiders hold over 15%, almost 17%, as well as some other funds and other larger companies. Peter, we're going to leave it here. But again, if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you. And we're going to follow up when we start to see some of these drill results come out to make sure that the market is understanding what it all means in the big picture for the company. Peter, thanks for your time today. I hope you have a great rest of your week, a very Merry Christmas, and a Happy Holidays.
Thank you. Likewise to everyone.